Hello and welcome to Odds on La Liga, match day 32 with a lot of success for the Spanish clubs in the Champions League, Álvaro. Hello.
So far so good, yes. It's been very impressive. I did like what Real Madrid did against Chelsea, but especially I would say that Villarreal, for me, is the news of the week. I mean, going to the Allianz Arena, getting the right result for them, that was very impressive, and it was another tactical masterclass by Unai Emery.
Crazy what the Spanish clubs are doing in this Champions League. We still don't know what Atletico de Madrid are going to do against Man City, but at least two teams in the semi-finals. Let's focus in La Liga. Let's analyze all the games. Remember to leave your comments, press the like and subscribe. And now let's go on with the show. As we said, in Italy, a very special one because it's Easter, because most of the Spanish people are on holidays. There are a lot of celebrations after 2 years, Álvaro, but the football is non-stopping. So even on Friday, Good Friday, we have Real Sociedad Betis, and this is a very good one, very good one for the European positions. Even Betis, they can slip in Champions League spots if they beat Real Sociedad. The problem, if we are looking, of course, for good bets, Álvaro, is that Real Sociedad are very strong at home, 4 consecutive victories, 6 games without conceding at the Real Arena. So, in my opinion, going for the outright market, this is super tough.
Yes, it is. That's why I'm going to go for both teams to score. That pays 179. Let me explain why. I mean, both teams have, this is my early morning, not being able to talk version. Both teams have same trajectories in La Liga right now. They have both got 10 points out of the last 15. And right now, they look set to be in Europe for another season, Real Sociedad and Betis. It's looking like that. The thing that makes me doubt about going for the full-time market here is that Real Sociedad hasn't won against a team starting the weekend in European spots. They haven't done it this season, and this is quite remarkable. So be careful with this one, because Real Sociedad has got all their points against the lesser opponents, but against the big opponents, they haven't done the job. And Betis visited the Real Arena back in February, and they beat them 4-0 in the Cup. So, you know, these precedents are not backing Real Sociedad, but at the same time, David Silva is playing really well. The other day against Elche, he did a massive display of football. That was a masterclass from the small player. Let's see if he extends his contract or not for Real Sociedad. I would say that Real Sociedad defensively are one of the fine sides of La Liga. At home, they've been very good lately. They haven't been spectacular, but they've been very efficient. And then, what can we say about Betis? I mean, they are in a very similar situation to Real Sociedad, even better because they've got 2 more points. And they have won the last 2 games, and they haven't lost for the last 4 games either. So it's difficult to call this one because Real Sociedad is very good at home, but Betis beat them here in February 4-0. So I'm going to go for something very simple, Edu. Both teams to score, 179. I think the money is about right, and it's a Friday game. I don't know the attendance, how it's going to be, because as you said before, it's holidays in Spain. So yeah, maybe this is the game to go for spectacular spectacularity, the show, going for perhaps a prolific display from Real Sociedad and Betis. So yes, both teams to score. This is my bet.
Okay, Clam is asking us if we are cousins. No, we are not relatives. We are colleagues and friends as well with Álvaro, but not family related as far as we know so far. We have to ask our
Let me ask my father.
Exactly. Let's see if they made a trip to the south, to Andalucía, or my trips went to the Basque Country. Then Elche Mallorca on Saturday. This is for the relegation battle. Mallorca out of the bottom 3 with the first victory with Javier Aguirre on the bench. It was a massive one against Atletico de Madrid, and Elche 4 points above relegation. If they lose this one, Álvaro, they lose safe a couple of weeks ago, but if they lose this one, they will be in the fight again.
Yes, because Elche, basically, they have had 3 straight losses. They are still 4 points off relegation, but they are nowhere near the team that started 2022 leading a virtual table of La Liga. They are not that team anymore. For this game, they are going to be missing Boye, that's for sure, and Boye has scored a decent amount of goals for them. Carrillo, another important attacker for Elche, is doubtful as well. So, yeah, it's a bit of a bad moment for Elche right now. They have to get their act together, but this is probably one of the last easy chances, let's put it that way, to do it, because they are playing at home against a team that is 3 points worse off than them, Mallorca. And I do know that Mallorca lately, they've been all right. In fact, they beat Atletico de Madrid the other day. And the funny thing is that they deserve to beat Atletico de Madrid. But I wouldn't put down Mallorca's win against Atletico only to Mallorca. I think that Atletico was very bad, maybe because they were thinking about the game with Manchester City. So, you know, I think that Elche are still a finer team than Mallorca, and they are playing at home. So I think that this is the moment to back them. This season, Elche has got exactly 5 wins at home and 3 wins away. So obviously their form at home is slightly better. And this is my moment perhaps to back them here, because I believe that this is one of their last chances to get a comfortable victory at home. So a draw, no bet for Elche. I like that one. That pays 186 and it's pretty sweet, actually. So yeah, I think that this is kind of all right.
Then next game we are gonna watch, Alavés Rayo Vallecano, also for the relegation zone without the Mendilibar. Alavés, they also lost against Osasuna, so 4 consecutive defeats, still bottom of the table. This is now or never against Rayo Vallecano, a team that hasn't won yet in the second part of La Liga. They are still a little bit better, Álvaro, with the draw against Valencia, with the draw against Granada. So perhaps they also picked some points, no, in Vitoria.
Here, I may back Alavés here, Edu, because I think that Alavés, this is like for Elche, this is one of the last chances for Alavés to get some winnable or easy points at home. They are playing Rayo Vallecano. Rayo Vallecano in 2022, they've been really bad. They haven't won a football game since the 18th of December. And Rayo Vallecano has gotten only 4 points of the last 36. And on top of that, we know that they've been terrible on the road and really good at home, at least in the first half of the season. So Rayo Vallecano is nowhere near the reliable team they were back in December, back in November. It's true that they got a point against Valencia on Monday. Sergi Guardiola's goal was key for Rayo because that keeps them 6 points off relegation. And for the first time this season, I heard Iraola talking. Iraola is the manager of Rayo, talking about relegation like a must get, because before he wasn't, I think, that bothered about getting relegated or not. Of course, he was saying that the main target was to stay in La Liga, but this time, after getting the draw against against Valencia, he said, you know, I'm happy to earn my survival point by point. I don't care anymore. I just need the points. So I can see Rayo Vallecano here trying to go at least for a draw. Yes, I can see them doing this. But Alavés, this is one of their last chances to win. Alavés has won 5 games this season and 4 of those victories have been at home. And I think that they can do it against Rayo Vallecano this time. It will be the first win for Julio Velázquez, the new manager of Alavés. They have had 3 this season already. Calleja, Mendilibar, now Julio Velázquez. And Alavés has no injury concerns. So I'm going to back them here. I'm going to put my faith in Easter in Alavés. So I'm going to go for Alavés to win 273. But if this is too much for you, and I will understand perfectly your reasons, maybe under 2.5 goals. I think that these two teams, Rayo on the road, they don't score many. And Alavés is not scoring 4 either. Alavés, in fact, has scored only 24 goals in La Liga this season. So yeah, under 2.5 goals, 165.
Yeah, Alavés to win is a bit risky, eh? yeah. in this case. Then Valencia Osasuna, much more calm this game, both teams in the middle of the table, nothing to play for. To be honest, after the draw against Rayo Vallecano, Bordalás, Valencia's coach, was saying that this job is costing him the health, but still he's doing a great job. Valencia, they still have to play the Copa del Rey final, remember, in a couple of weeks. Osasuna also safe in the middle of the table. Great season for them. A way they are not winning lately, and perhaps we don't see many goals in this game. Álvaro, last four games for Valencia, under 2.5 goals. I won't expect many goals in Mestalla.
Yeah, I think that this is something that on the basis of what we have seen, it's expected. Also, it's more difficult if you don't have Maxi Gómez 100% fit, because he is one of the good Valencia strikers. The most prolific player for Valencia is Gonzalo Guedes, then Carlos Soler, of course. Carlos Soler is a legend, by the way. He's doing so many good things for Valencia this season. But yeah, Maxi Gómez is offering also like another scoring threat for Valencia. He may be doubtful for this game, so keep that in mind. Well, you said about Bordalás, Valencia manager, and his health. The truth is that Bordalás looked very unhealthy 10, 15 years ago. Do you remember? But his physical transformation has been astonishing. I mean, he looks like a man who is running away from justice. but now he looks lean, he's got a goatee, he's got glasses, he's got a great hair. 10 years
he
ago,
was finished. Looked, 20 years ago, he was finished. He looked like 60-year-old guy.
He looked like a very old guy. He looked very fat. So yeah, I think that Bordalás' health is kind of all right. He's looking like an attractive 50-year-old man. For this game, Valencia, Osasuna. I think that the fact that Valencia are playing at home is going to play a part in my bet here. Osasuna is safe. Osasuna has 41 points and they are 13 points off relegation. They are going to stay in Primera División one more year with that style of theirs that surprisingly has worked, which is starting the season being very good on the road. Valencia, on the other hand, this season they've been competitive. They've been tough against the top teams, but then they let it go a little bit in the winnable games. Like, for example, the other day against Rayo, they should have won, but then Sergi Guardiola scored for Rayo. But you can see that Valencia is dangerous because they qualified for the cup final, and this is their only chance to qualify for Europe next season, because I don't think that they will do it via La Liga. Anyway, here the home factor is going to play a part. Osasuna knows that they are safe. Valencia has to please their fans. So Valencia to win, 2.17. I like that one a lot. And if you want to be a little bit more conservative, in my opinion, there is no need. But if you want to be a little bit more conservative, go for Asian handicap minus 0.25 for Valencia. Meaning that if they win, you win. And if they draw, you get half a win. That pays 1.85.
Okay, I'm talking about the Spanish managers that look good, stylish, healthy. Of course, Quique Sánchez Flores.
I thought you were going to say Emery.
And also Emery, also Emery. Both actually look very young, both are gentlemen. I would say Getafe-Villarreal, you mentioned at the beginning, Villarreal heroic draw in the Allianz Arena. The players were very angry, and even Emery, with Nagelsmann, because Nagelsmann was a little bit cocky, perhaps he's still very young, and he didn't put all the effort on Villarreal, which is a great team, as they show. They have a great squad, because they can rotate. In the previous game, they rotate against Athletic. They put Emery put different 11 players. The last two games away for Villarreal in La Liga were defeats against Levante Cádiz. We know that Getafe is difficult, no defeats at home in the last 10. Álvaro, so perhaps it's good going here for Getafe or double chance this one.
You know, I also like Villarreal, that's the thing.
But that's with Villarreal.
Yeah, no, this is a hard game to call for me. It's a hard game to call because I believe that Villarreal, unlike Valencia or unlike Athletic Club Bilbao, they can still qualify for Europe via La Liga. It's difficult for Villarreal as well. I'm not saying no to that. But I think that Villarreal has to fight for that, because if they put all their cards, all their chips in the Champions League and winning it, well, that's too much of a gamble. Villarreal right now are 8 points off Real Sociedad, and Real Sociedad is sixth in the table. I don't know how it goes exactly, or I couldn't tell you now, but I think that it will be tremendously beneficial for Villarreal that Betis wins the Spanish Cup, of course, because that will open up another spot to play the Europa League, and Villarreal will be tremendously thankful for it. But anyway, that's for another day. Anyway, I think that this game is difficult to call. As I said before, Villarreal, after the game in Munich, probably they will rotate a little bit as well. Not as much as they did rotate against Athletic Club Bilbao, but they are playing against Getafe, and the truth is that Getafe, at home, they've been good this season, especially since Kike took over. I mean, their numbers are there, and they've been unbeaten at home since the 25th of October 2021, when they lost to Celta 3-0. But since then, you know, it's been all wins and a few draws here and there. So Villarreal is a better team, but Getafe at home is very good. So I'm going to go for the following. Over 2 goals, I like that one a lot because Villarreal is scoring many. So I think that Villarreal at least is going to put one. And Getafe at home, especially having Unal, a very good striker, I believe that they can put another one too. So over 2 goals, 176. Let's see what happened there, but I like that one. Otherwise, you can go for both teams to score. I think that this is not too crazy to go for, considering that Villarreal has the likes of Gerard Moreno in the team, and then some players like Jeremy Pino, who scored 4 goals in one game this season, or Samu Chukwueze, the guy who scored the winning goal at the Allianz Arena. They'll be there, even Danjuma Grunewald. So I think that both teams to score, seeing Villarreal's firepower, is something that we should consider as well.
Israel is going for Villarreal. Welcome, by the way, Israel, Valencia and Villarreal. He's backing in this match day. Another important game now on Sunday. We have Granada-Levante. This is massive for the relegation, especially, well, for both teams, no? If Granada wins, they will be ejected themselves from the bottom three. And Levante, if they win, I think they could believe even in salvation. They were this close to get points from Barcelona, actually, even missing one of the 3 penalties they had. And Granada, Álvaro, they've improved a little bit, no? In the last weeks, they still concede too many goals. They were also very close to get points from Sánchez-Pizjuán against Sevilla. They were able to draw that controversial game against Rayo Vallecano. Perhaps we see goals because both teams are super leaky.
Yes, they are. You know, this game is very difficult to call, in my opinion. It's very difficult. And I will exactly do that. I'm going to go for the goals market. I think that the goals market is something that we can kind of trust here. We know about Levante's firepower. The other day they put 2 against Barcelona. Of course, they were penalties, but Levante was creating the chances to be in the box. Levante, by the way, Morales was about to score one of the best goals of La Liga this season. I don't know if you saw that, Edu. But Ter Stegen saved that. But he did a beautiful run on his own. He dribbled past everybody, and he was about to score a Maradonian goal. Morales will be there. El comandante, top player. I really like him. It's a shame that he's already 34, I think. But yeah, we have spoken about Levante this season a lot because I think that this is going to be one of the teams that if they get relegated, at least they entertain us. I don't know if this is very satisfying for them or not, but the fact is that they have scored 35 goals. They put a fight against Real Madrid, against Barcelona, they beat Atlético de Madrid. So Levante is capable of doing really nice things when they have a good day. And when it comes to Granada, yes, they are better than Levante right now. 7 points off them. They got 4 points out of the last 9. And, you know, maybe this season is not the best one for them, but at the same time, I think that they are capable of scoring at home. So, Granada-Levante, I went for something very, very conservative, which is over 125 goals in the second half. That pays 174, and I kind of like that one. I think that one is about right. But if you go for both teams to score, 175, yeah, this is another option that I do like here. I think that I will stay in the goals market, because I find this game difficult to call. Levante is not as bad as their situation in the table says. Granada is playing at home. And yes, I think that I'm going to stick there. A couple of things very quickly, because there are some important players missing. Luis Suárez, the Granada striker, is suspended, and he's the second best scorer of Granada after Jorge Molina. And in Levante, there is a key player missing, De Frutos, and Campaña, of course, but De Frutos is another one who can add goals. But still, both teams have enough firepower to go for both teams to score here. The likes of Jorge Molina, the likes of Roger Martí, or the likes of Morales can score anytime.
And then next game, Atletico de Madrid, Espanyol. We are doing this video and we still don't know what is going to happen in this Atletico de Madrid Man City. But in La Liga, we have to say that Atletico de Madrid recently, they've been poor against Mallorca. They lost and probably was the worst game in the season. But also against Alaves or Cadiz at home recently, they didn't play really good. They have to be focused again in La Liga because Betis are only 1 point away. Luckily for them, Álvaro, Espanyol, they are poor when they are playing away. Only one victory far from Cornella. So should be, I wouldn't say a comfortable victory for Atletico in Madrid because they are not winning easily any game. But I'm not ready also to back Espanyol here.
No, me neither. You know what is the, in my opinion, one of the best bets here? Probably Atletico to win the second half, as they did against Alaves. Against Alaves, for example, they won the second half 3-1, I believe. Because Alaves got the equalizer and then Atletico scored 3 goals. Yeah. It was a very good night for Luis Suarez. And the game before, at home, Atletico beat Cadiz 2-1 and Atletico won the second half 1-0. It was 2-1 in the scoreline, yes, but it was 1-1 after the halftime. And then Rodrigo de Paul, in the 68th minute, scored the only goal of the second half. So they won the second half. I'm ready to go for that one as well here. Atletico to win the second half. The value is there, in my opinion. That pays 176, and it has happened lately. Otherwise, you can go for Asian Handicap Corners. Asian Handicap Corners, -3 for Atletico. I like that one a lot as well. And it pays 1.9. Of course, they are going to attack more than Espanyol because they are playing at home. And I think that Espanyol can suffer from Atletico's aerial power. So Asian Handicap Corners, -3 for Atletico de Madrid. I like that one at all as well. And let's don't forget one thing. Espanyol away from home is not the best team in La Liga. They have won only one game away from home. That was against Valencia. That was in December. But they haven't won many. They have won 9 at home, 1 away from home. So I think that this is a win for Atletico de Madrid, but the full-time market doesn't give you a good value. But if you go to Atletico to win the second half, then you have a decent value there, 176.
Still, Atletico, remember, they have to keep a close eye on La Liga because the playing Champions League the next season is not done. Then we have Athletic Celta. Athletic, they can also get into Europe, especially, as you mentioned before, Álvaro, if Betis win Copa del Rey, there will be one spot more for La Liga to go to European spots. At home, they won't 10 out of the last 12 points, and they are playing against one team like Celta, that they are in the middle of the table, nothing to play for. They lost against Espanyol, so it's a good moment to face Celta right now.
Yes, and I think that Athletic de Bilbao is playing well this season, really. They are creating many chances. Normally, they are kind of dominating their game. Physically, they never get outplayed or outmuscled. But then, up front, they are having an issue with the scoring. I still believe that Raúl García is their best scoring threat, and Raúl García is in the wrong side of the 30s. Iñaki Williams,
I hate when you say the wrong side of the 30s. I see myself there as well.
Well, but you are still in the 30s. Imagine when you are 40, Edu. What a terrible moment. Who is 40 in our team? Maybe Radek?
Maybe.
But the rest of us were still young and fresh.
Maybe Alain Balnegri as well. Yeah.
Maybe. I was saying that Athletic this season, they haven't been prolific. This is their problem. If you see them, you will understand that they are missing a proper number 9 since Saric Aduriz retired. They haven't had one, and the Basque country hasn't produced like a top number 9 for a long time now. Probably the best Basque scorer right now is Oyarzabal. He's not playing right now because he's injured, but if he was playing, he would be playing for Real Sociedad. Still, Athletic at home, they've been really good this season. I mean, they have won 10 games. Sorry, they have won at home every game but 3, which is pretty unbelievable. And how many they have lost at home? Let me tell you exactly. They lost against Rayo Vallecano. And that was, of course, really bad from them. But then at home, they've been really, really convincing. So I'm going to go for the following. Athletic to win, 185, because I know that Celta is hit and miss. I know that Celta away from home, they haven't been particularly convincing. I know that Celta, when it comes to competing weekend after weekend, you cannot trust them. And Athletic de Bilbao at home, yes, they are reliable. So Athletic Club Bilbao to win, 185. But you know that I also add something else here always when I talk about Athletic Club Bilbao, which is the corners market, because they have always taken more corners than their opponent at home this season, with the exception of one game, the game against Betis. So Asian handicap corners minus 2 for Athletic Club Bilbao, that pays 2.13. I'm backing that one as well too.
Israel, both teams to score in this Athletic Celta.
I think that this is a decent call, but I will wait a little bit, because if Iñigo Martínez is back and he looks like he's ready for the game, then Athletic Club Bilbao is getting a lot of consistency and defensive solidity. So I couldn't go maybe for that bet yet. Let's wait until Thursday or Friday and see if Iñigo Martínez is back or not.
Okay, next game, last one on Sunday, Sevilla-Real Madrid, the best game we have in this match day. Still Real Madrid with the hype, the smile in the face after the sweet defeat against Chelsea in the Champions League, again in the semi-finals of the big competition, but perhaps they are going to pay the price in La Liga in this game. This is a tough one. Sevilla, they are the best team playing at home together with Real Madrid. No defeats yet at the Sánchez Pizjuán. And Real Madrid, they remember that they played an extra time. Nacho Benzema finished the game with a lot of problems. And we don't know which phase, no, we are going to see of this Real Madrid. This is the main thing, no? We are going to see the Real Madrid against Barça, against Chelsea in the first leg, in the second leg. Álvaro, this one perhaps is a good one to also double chance for Sevilla.
Yeah, well, yes, it's a good one for that. I wouldn't discard Real Madrid playing for a draw at some point of the game, Edu, because Real Madrid basically needs 13 points out of 21 to win La Liga. And this is one of the most difficult outings they've got left, and then they have to travel to Wanda Metropolitano. Even if they lost at Sevilla, and at Atletico de Madrid's ground, Real Madrid could win the title if they won the rest of their games. They need 13 points out of 21, so the situation is very favorable for them. Of course, they are going to be tired. They did a tremendous effort against Chelsea, but they managed to beat them. Generally speaking, since they lost in El Clásico, the results have improved for Real Madrid. For this game, Casemiro is not ready. I think that Casemiro, in grounds like Sevilla, is always a very important footballer, but he's suspended. He's suspended for this game. And when it comes to Sevilla, well, you know my opinion about them. I think that this season, the problem with Sevilla is that they haven't been daring enough. But if you see their numbers, look, they have lost only 3 games, Sevilla in La Liga, and they have not lost at home this season. So going for a draw is a clever one, of course. That pays 3.40. You say the double chance for Sevilla. Yes, as well, of course. Basically, your value is not that good, but that would be a good possibility as well. But the draw, 3.40, I like this one because it can be kind of a satisfying scoreline for both teams, especially for Real Madrid. But there is another variable here that I would like to flag. Betis and Atlético de Madrid are playing before Sevilla, and they are all fighting to qualify for the Champions League. And Betis, you know, if they win or if they beat Real Sociedad, that's going to be putting a lot of pressure on Sevilla. I think that Atlético is going to beat Espanyol. So maybe Sevilla coming into this game, they come into this game out of Champions League spots, or not out of them, but maybe like fourth on the table with Betis being very close to them. So I think that Sevilla may try to score at least one goal and attack a little bit more. So that's why I'm going to back the goals market here. So I could go for over 2.25 goals, considering that Sevilla are going to try to score, and then I'm sure that Real Madrid at some point are going to find the net as well. So over 2.25 goals, 182.
Sevilla to win, draw, no bet. Asian handicap 0 for Israel. Tough one, this one, for Real Madrid. If they win this one, the title will be in the pocket. Also, this week they are traveling to Pamplona to face Osasuna, which is not an easy ground. So they have to park the Champions League and focus in this very important week for La Liga and try to win the competition, because Barcelona, they are still chasing them with trouble, with problems. They didn't play well against Levante, but they got the 3 points against Luke de Jong, scoring a lot of goals in the last minutes with the headers. They have still to play against Frankfurt. Perhaps they are going to make, of course, a great effort because they want to win this competition, the Europa League, and they are facing Cádiz. Álvaro, I was checking Cádiz calendar and it looks very bad. Eh? They are back in the relegation spots after losing with Betis. They are facing Athletic or Sevilla. They are the next rivals. And it's going to be almost impossible, in my opinion, to get points in the Camp Nou.
Very difficult for Cádiz, of course. They are playing after this game against Athletic Club Bilbao, then against Sevilla. They are also playing at Real Sociedad ground this season. They are playing against Real Madrid. And in the last game, they play against Alavés, which could be like a key encounter to stay in Primera División. Yeah, the calendar is not particularly friendly for Cádiz. And I think that Barcelona, well, we know that they are in a great run. I still believe that they are going to drop points at some moment this season, because this amount of points that they are accumulating is just not normal. I mean, in 2022, they are pretty much spotless. But I would say that their defense doesn't look too good to me yet. I mean, the other day, Eric Garcia, and especially Lenglet, when he made that penalty, they show that they've got their frailties. Dani Alves defensively have a lot of problems when he's facing a fast winger as well. Basically, Araujo is the guy who is keeping the structure well. And then, of course, if Gerard Piqué is back on Monday, it looks like this could happen. Well, Barcelona will have suddenly a much stronger defense, right? Difficult to call this one, because if you go for Barcelona to win, the value is marginal, in my opinion. It's not worth it. So I will go for a couple of variables here. I think that Barcelona is going to be kind of rested because they play on Thursday, yes, in the Europa League, but then they don't play until Monday. Which is very good for them. It's going to be more than 72 hours of rest. Xavi is rotating a little bit and the rotations are working. So I'm going to go for the following. Barcelona to score in both halves. This is happening lately at Camp Nou. That pays 182. They are scoring many goals lately. Let's put it that way. Barcelona are already the second team with most goals scored, which is good considering how bad they started in the scoring department. They have scored 2 goals per game thanks to what they are doing in 2022. So Barcelona to score in both halves, 182. And I like the corners market here as well. Asian Handicap corners minus 3.5 for Barcelona, 177. They are going to attack more. They are going to take more corners, especially if Adama Traore is playing, because he is crossing the ball a lot. So, yeah, Asian Handicap corners minus 3.5 for Barcelona, 177, or Barcelona to score in both halves, 182.
Cool. Álvaro, thanks for your tips. Let's finish the video with your ACA then.
Of course. It will be Asian Handicap minus 0.25 for Valencia. Asian Handicap corners minus 3 for Atlético. Asian Handicap corners minus 1.5 for Athletic Club Bilbao. Asian Handicap corners minus 2.5 for Barcelona. That pays 9.41. As you see, I see the value this week in the corners market.
Okay, we have to check it on Monday, and you will tell me if the ACA is correct. Thanks, Álvaro. Thanks, everyone, of course, for watching. Next week, we have La Liga in the midweek, in the weekend. So this is non-stop until the end of the season. Thanks, Álvaro. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.